This is the wheel. This is the wheel that you will use to clear anything that has held you back, and then move into a place where the wheel is reloaded with gifts for you. We are using the seven archangels for the wheel. So I want you to see yourself near a wheel. This wheel looks like a covered wagon wheel, only it is substantially larger. And it has many spokes, but there are seven notches in it. And the notches represent each of the archangels. Each notch has room to hold many, many things. So we first call in Archangel Michael for the first notch. And we ask Archangel Michael to assist us. And I want you to place on the first notch everything that has held you back from fulfilling your mission. Every fear of failure, fear of success, opinions of others, lack of faith in yourself. Anything that would interfere with you expressing the will of God through you, place on the spoke that we are currently working on. Every barrier, take your time. Then Archangel Michael comes in and sweeps it to the left. Sweeps it all away. And he says to you, everything that has interfered with the will of God has been released. Everything you've laid down before me has been cleared. Is there anything else? And you think about it for a second. You ask yourself, have I forgotten to name anything else that's held me back? And he says, I see. I'm very glad that you have found a few more things that I can take away. And he, with his amazing, beautiful blue energy filled with sparkle and joy and devotion to God, sweeps away every last piece of it. And then you move to the next spoke. The second spoke has Archangel Uriel standing with his amazing red energy. This red represents passion and enthusiasm. And you place on this spoke everything that has stood in the way of you expressing your passion for your purpose, for your life. Everything that has held you back from expressing your passion for your family, for your friends and pets. Everything that has stood in the way of you expressing your deep regard for all of life and your deep regard for yourself and your deep regard for others. And you say, okay, I've loaded it up, take it away. And this amazing, brilliant red moves in and sweeps everything to the left. Everything is cleared out. And there's a lovely, lovely, beautiful red left behind. And Uriel, with a twinkle in his eye, says, "So, is there anything else?" And you say, "Well, I don't think so." And he says, "Are you sure?" And you go, "Well, let me think." And he helps you with his inspiration and his own fire of God. And you remember something. So take a moment and see what that is. Maybe it's your history, your family, your ancestors. And you are now good. And you say, "Okay." And with a sweep of grand proportions, he clears it away. And then he waves his wing in the direction of the left where everything has gone. And in a flourish, it goes up in flames in a second and is gone. You then move to the third notch, where Archangel Chamuel is waiting for you. His energy is warm pink, loving and supportive. Chamuel is the Archangel that oversees relationships. He carries the energy of he who seeks God. So it is the understanding of how you seek God in everyone you meet. And you say to yourself, "Well, there's a lot that can go into this notch," and you start loading it up before you even get asked. And you address all those relationships that have been less than satisfactory. All those relationships that you had high hopes for that let you down. All of those relationships that hurt you and left pain. Into the hopper of the third notch they go. And Chamuel, with slow, deliberate sweeps, sweeps it to the left and carries it out. And he too gives you a chance for a second thought. And you say, "Oops, I forgot. I need to put all of my failed efforts in relationships. And where I have let myself down, and I'm letting go of all those limitations of my judgment of myself on these situations." And he says, "Anything else?" And your response is, "Well, let me see." And every one of us has a few more to add. And then you say, "I'm ready." And he sweeps very gently the last pieces from this notch in the wheel. They easily move to the left. And then you move to the fourth notch. This notch has Archangel Gabriel standing, watching, his beautiful white energy glistening and sparkling. Hold space, and he says to you, "I carry the energy of the strength of God, and I am here to help you clear those times that you have not felt strong enough, those times you have judged others for not being strong enough, and those times you have judged yourself. And anything that has held you back with regard to communication, understanding, the written word, the spoken word. And you load it up. And you say, okay, I'm ready. And he sweeps it away. And he too says, well, can you think of anything else? And with a smile, he says, don't forget all those text messages. Maybe there's something in there. And you think, yeah, and I've had a few thoughts that maybe I shouldn't have had that have held me back because I recognized I wish I hadn't thought that. So you load a few more things. And you say, okay. And he steps on a foot pedal and everything launches high into the air and off to the left. You are then ready to move to the next knot. And Jophiel stands at the fifth notch. And he stands for beauty and wisdom and illumination. So you put everything in there that's not beautiful, that has held you back, including the image in the mirror. Everything about you that you think is not beautiful. Everything about those around you that you may have thought or said is not beautiful. And oh, everything that was not clearly understood, or was a false teaching, or a false wisdom that later you realize wasn't inspired, but it held you back. And you realize, oh my, there's more here than I thought. And you say, but I'm ready. And Archangel Jophiel sweeps everything to the left. With the sound of a trumpet. And then he said, do you have anything else? And you say, no, I'm good. And he says, are you sure? And you take a moment. And then you put a few more things down on this notch to be cleared. This time the trumpet makes an exquisite sound. And it feels just lovely. And you are now ready to move to the sixth notch on the wheel, where Archangel Raphael is waiting for you. Here you will place any physical limitation, any concerns about your health, your body, any concerns you may have about your mental state, your emotional state, any drugs that you had to take to help you through your health and wellness. Everything goes on this notch for Archangel Raphael to clear for you. And when he clears, there are like a thousand beautiful blue, green, iridescent angels that fill the space and move to the left. And you look and you go, wow. And Raphael says, is there anything else? And you think not. And he says, well, what about your original programming? Your DNA, your cellular structure, core stuff. And you think, holy smokes, I didn't even think of that. All right, let's do it. And you start to think about all of those elements of who you are. And you include not only things at the DNA level, but ancestral and core issues, values, belief systems, diseases, miasms, and so on. And you say, okay, ready now. And Raphael calls in these amazing doves who pick everything up very carefully and carry it away to the left. And now we are on the seventh notch, where Archangel Zadkiel and the energy of the violet flame is available. And he is the righteousness of God. And you think, well, what does that mean? And he says, well, sometimes believe they have a right to behave the way they do. That righteousness doesn't serve you. It binds you to a pattern or behavior that might no longer serve. So you think to yourself, okay, and you examine what has held you back in terms of patterns and structures, belief systems, curses, judgments, and you lay all of this on the notch, the seventh notch, for Zadkiel to clear it. And he moves in and joins with all of these energies. And in an instant, he flies to the left and the field is clear. And then he reappears and says, anything else? By this time, you've gotten the hang of it and you go, there's got to be something I forgot. And you say, will you help me? And he says, of course. And he places those things on the notch for you. Some you know and understand. Some you do not. But you give permission for him to clean house in this regard. And he does. And once again, he moves into this energy and flies to the left, leaving this notch clean and clear. And then you step back a little bit from this wheel, and the wheel forms a connection with the earth and locks down and then starts to spin. And like a centrifuge, everything and anything that may have been part of those notches is exquisitely cleared with the energy of the spin. And now it slows down and settles down, and Archangel Metatron, the overseer of all the archangels and a being beyond being an archangel, and he steps in and says, you are now ready to replace everything that has held you back with new gifts that we would like to bring to you. And you jump in. Of course, I'm delighted and thrilled. So you begin again at the first notch of the wheel with Archangel Michael, who gives you great connection with the will of God that is clear and strong. And he brings you a few other gifts. As you see them, you say thank you and bow to Archangel Michael. And then you move on to the brilliant, brilliant red of Archangel Uriel, who brings you opportunity, connections, and enthusiasm. And a few surprise gifts that he will tell you. And you bow in gratitude and say thank you. And you move on to the third spoke where Chamuel awaits you. And he brings you a pattern to help you hold the space for happy, joyous, creative, loving relationships. And then he too offers you a little extra something that only you know about at this time. And in deep gratitude, you say thank you and move on to Gabriel, fourth spoke. And Gabriel gives you the strength and the connection to God that will allow you to carry on in even the most difficult times. And if your calling has to do with communication, he will bless that and help you. He has a special gift for you as well. And part of it is like a cell phone tower that boosts the signal from God to you. And the second part of this gift is your special gift. And in deep gratitude, with a very big smile on your face, you say thank you and you move to Jophiel, the archangel who will help you bring in beauty and wisdom. Jophiel is the companion to Metatron, and you begin to understand, oh my goodness, this will help me bring in all the knowledge that I need. And Jophiel says, I will help you know what you need to know before you need to know it. And you are delighted to accept this. And then you ask for your special gift from Jophiel. And he says, done. Then you move to the next notch. The sixth notch holds Archangel Raphael and his healing energy. And if you are a healer, he will now bless you with an additional connection to him, to healing, and to miracles. And you start to imagine what that will bring. And you are stunned. And you get to the place where you realize you cannot yourself think that far. And he says, I will help you open up your possibilities, your world of possibilities, your awareness of possibilities when it comes to healing. And then you express your gratitude, and he says, wait, we're not done. Make your request. So you make a special request, and then he adds to this. With the gift, of unconditional love expressed through healing. You are so filled with love and gratitude and happiness, you can barely speak. So you nod with appreciation and move to Archangel Zadkiel. And he brings to you the ability to turn every difficult situation into its highest resolution. And he will help you transform every day into a day of heaven on earth. And he says to you, call upon me when all else fails, and I will be there for you. And he reminds you that he is giving you the gift of magic. The gift of magic defies explanation. And you are reminded that you now have this gift that can work through you. Says, I will also give you one more gift that is just for you, thank him and move into this great place of gratitude. And then you realize Lord Metatron is overshadowing all of it. And he brings you to the center of the wheel, and you are above it, looking down. And this wheel now becomes completely anchored to you and moves into you. And then you move into Lord Metatron. And you realize you are being recalibrated at every level of your being. Each time you do this meditation, you will be able to transform who you are, moving up a notch in consciousness, in expression. Claim this now. Then the energy starts to shift and fade, and you notice everything feels lighter, feels brighter, and softer, and sweeter. And you can slowly bring your awareness back from this deep place you have been. Bring it back slowly. Anchoring it all in. And open your eyes when you are ready.
Thank you.